I took a dance class in high school. I am not, nor have I ever really been a dancer, but I wanted to be in dance class. Now, I'll tell you why in a minute, but first, let me ask you a question. Who are the bucket fillers in your life? Take a minute and try to think of the people that you've encountered along the way that always seem to be interested in what you're doing, that were quick to offer a word of encouragement or saw something in you that you didn't see in yourself. If you can think of somebody specific, please share about them in the chat or in the comments. I had a teacher in high school who was a bucket filler. She taught performing arts like drama and dance. Usually we tend to think about these subjects requiring two things, at least a little raw talent and the grit to withstand the constant criticism when you get it wrong. But my drama teacher, Mrs. Weigelt, had an entirely different approach. She saw potential in everyone, in every student, and it showed. So even though, by my recollection, I was a horrific dancer, I wanted to be in dance class. Because after spending some time with Mrs. Weigelt, my bucket was full. Now, most of us are pretty bad at dancing through life. When things are going well and we're with the people we love, we usually are great at sharing that love. But when life throws us a curveball or we encounter a difficult person, we miss a step. Sometimes that means we step on the toes of the people we're dancing with. And that hurts. My wonderful wife, Jillian, recently shared a story with me that illustrates this point beautifully. Years ago, she was working in an elementary school, and the principal and vice principal had very different methods for dealing with a student. This specific student had left the gym when they weren't supposed to, and the principal, ready to lay down the law and exercise her authority, said to this kid, "You need to go back in the gym where you belong. You're not supposed to be here." End of discussion. Now, the student's behavior started to escalate from there, and this is where the assistant principal stepped in, and he said, "What's going on? What do you need?" Do you hear the difference there? The principal saw the whole situation as an inconvenience to her, something she had to deal with, and just wanted to put a stop to it. The assistant principal, on the other hand, stepped in and entered into the crisis with the student. He was focused on what they needed rather than on the trouble they were causing. Well, guess who's the principal of that school now? I'll give you one guess. While our love buckets often get filled up and drained by the people that we encounter every day, it's also really important to remember that we get to choose what we put in our buckets too. If you fill your bucket with busyness, what comes out will often be stress and anxiety. If you fill your bucket with arguments on Facebook, however righteous they may be, what often comes out is bitterness and resentment. What we put into our buckets determines what comes out. So what are you filling your bucket with? If we want to love like Jesus, we need to fill our buckets with things like love, peace, and patience. Most days I need to remind myself every morning to put the right things in my bucket. Some days it's more like every 10 minutes. That's why being in scripture on a daily basis is so important for me, so that I can remember to fill my bucket first thing in the morning when I get up. Find something that acts as a trigger to remind you to fill your bucket. Bob Goff, the author of the book Everybody Always, actually went to a hardware store and bought a metal bucket, and he carried it around with him everywhere he went, on airplanes, buses, and taxi cabs. And it sounds silly, but that's how important it is to remember that we need to be filling ourselves up with the right things. It's a decision that we get to make every day. Or if you're like me, every 10 minutes or so. So often we think that having a full bucket means pretending that we've got it all together. And it may sound like I'm suggesting that you fake it till you make it. And May is Mental Health Awareness Month, so I want to be very, very clear here that If you are struggling with depression and anxiety and other mental health issues, this can be extremely challenging, especially to hear someone like me sitting here and saying, hey, just be happy, just fill your bucket with happiness and everything will be okay. That is not what I'm saying here. I am saying that we get to choose what we put in our bucket. And when you are struggling with mental health issues, especially ones like depression and anxiety, that can be really, really challenging. So I am going to pray for you, and I'm going to ask that God helps you with that. And I also recommend that you find someone to help walk through that journey with you, whether that be a counselor or a therapist or a psychologist, whatever it is that you need, reach out. If you need resources for things like that, please reach out to us here at the Common Table. We'll be glad to get you connected. But I am not suggesting that you fake it and just pretend that everything is okay. What I am here to tell you is that you have already made it. God created you to leave an impact on the world around you, to leave a legacy. That is already true. We all have growing edges and places our lives can improve. God is so much more interested in making us grow than having us look finished. Be honest with yourself about what you're carrying around in your bucket. Dump out the bad stuff and fill it with grace and love. Then you can be sure that you are filling others up and leading people to Jesus because you look like him and you love like him. Let's pray. God, thank you for being with us as we do church today. Thank you for being with us as we endeavor not to be finished, God, but to continue to grow. Help us to be a people with buckets that are full of love. And if we're not now, God, help us to dump out the crud and the muck that's in our buckets and refill it with your love. Help us to encounter the people that we run into every day as Jesus did. Let us be an example. Let us show people what it's like to meet Jesus in the way that we act and in the way that we love others, God. Thank you so much for your love and your grace that we've seen in our lives. Continue to work on us. Continue to change our hearts. Continue to help us grow. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.